Listen to this. It's the overture to Die Fledermaus, played by the Vienna Philharmonic. The conductor on this 1990 recording was Carlos Kleiber, who died last week at the age of 74. Kleiber was raised in Argentina, the son of an Austrian expatriate, who was also a conductor. He was buried in Slovenia, beside his wife, who was Slovenian, and who died last year. Carlos Kleiber conducted rarely, but it was said brilliantly. The director of the Vienna State Opera said of his death, "The greatest living conductor has left us." Another artist who greatly admired Kleiber's conducting is Placido Domingo, general director of the Washington National Opera, who joins us from Vienna. Placido Domingo, what was special about Kleiber's conducting?
Well, it was anything that he ever did, either in an opera, on a symphony, or simply in the overture of the Fledermaus. I mean, it's so much unbelievable description. You can see the characters, you can see the situations, you know. Working with him, it was a privilege, but because this musician, he has seen music in a total different way, you know, and I think that's what makes him totally different to any other conductor that I have worked across the years.
A couple of words recur in obituaries and recollections of Carlos Kleiber. Brilliant is one of them. Another is eccentric. People describe him as having been an eccentric.
Well, that I believe then, if you want to talk about that, is then he was, he really demands so much that, okay, if he was not happy, yes, he will walk out. And then he will, you know, he will come back, and but okay, in the middle of a rehearsal, he will react that way. But I think because he was putting so much, he expects everybody to have the same kind of attention and the same kind of response. I mean, you might find some conductors that they might not like another one, but I have never met a conductor that don't like Kleiber, you know. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. I mean, you might find other ones that they might attack somebody else, but you will never find a conductor attacking Kleiber. It was admired by everybody and really, really inspiration for many, many.
Why didn't he conduct or record, for that matter, more often than he did?
Because he was so demanding. What is very sad is that probably in the last 6 years or something like that, perhaps every afternoon in his house in Grünwald, you know, in Munich, he has been probably studying. He has been studying operas. He has been, you know, learning more symphonies than anybody else, and then don't do it. He won't go out. He will prefer to stay home, And I call him. I said, "Carlos, I know that you don't want to conduct, but I wish that you could conduct." And I actually invite him to conduct in Washington and to conduct in Los Angeles. And he said, "Placido is just too far for me." And this has been the reality, you know. So then the world has hasn't had enough, perhaps, one of the artists, and they long more for it.
Well, thank you very much for talking about him with us.
Thank you, and I tell you, this a day of great sadness, you know, for all of the people that we know him and the people that admire him, and it's just so sad, and we don't have enough from him.
Placido Domingo, speaking to us from Vienna about the great conductor Carlos Kleiber, who died last week at the age of 74.